This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 111, Where the Wealth Was All Along, by David Kane of Raptitude.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. This is the podcast where I find amazing bloggers, ask them for permission, and then read their posts to you so that you don't have to. Where else could you find something like this? Anyway, this is Justin, and I'm back with a post from David Kane of Raptitude.com. His site is awesome. Besides blogging, he does life experiments and then posts the results. Like, he was vegan for a while. He did one where he read a book a week every month. And right now, he's experimenting with getting better sleep, which is something I'm passionate about, so I'm curious what he finds. Also, he does something awesome called Camp Calm, and the season is just now starting. Actually, registration opens today, and basically what it is a 30-day, no-experience-necessary virtual workshop for learning the basics of meditation and mindfulness. And again, that's stuff I'm super interested in and what I truly know to be life-changing, so do check out his page to get more info. As I mentioned, registration opens today, so you can check it out at oldpodcast.com/camp, and that'll take you right to it. So that's it. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Where the Wealth Was All Along, by David Kane of Raptitude.com. I keep having this idea, not that I think it's true, that when you die, you appear in a talk show studio and everyone is clapping. A host shakes your hand and asks you to sit down, and the both of you go over how you think you did. On a large screen, they play a long montage containing some of the more significant moments in your life. You and the host, along with the audience, look on as you make pivotal choices, overcome dilemmas, and meet the people who would become your friends and partners. The film includes a lot of personality-defining moments, such as when you made the choice to embrace what became your art or your calling, if you had one, or when you took on a long-term responsibility that became a part of who you were. You also get to see, for only the second time, the moments in which your most important relationships went from superficial to true. Everyone in the studio is moved. The members of the audience have seen many episodes of this show and were once on it themselves. The overall tone of the production is quite pleasant and earnest. Clearly, everyone is happy for you, celebrating your life rather than judging it and probably remembering similar moments from their own reel. The montage also covers things you missed, many of the experiences and relationships that didn't happen but could have, if you had accepted or extended a particular invitation, if you had made a particular effort at small talk instead of sinking into another painful silence, if you had bought that piano after all, if you had attended the indoor climbing center's open house instead of telling yourself you'd go next year. Of all the missed possibilities, the missed human connections stand out above the other kinds. The missed career and travel opportunities, cultural experiences, even the creative achievements, because by the end of your life, the only thing that seemed relevant was the people you loved or ended up loving. When you died, all the value in your world resided there, in the simple and all-important fact that you really knew other people and other people really knew you. And this part lasts forever because, as you learn quickly, you missed many more connections than you made, maybe 50 or 100 times more. In fact, many times a wonderful connection with another person was just one simple action away from you, but you pulled back. Such an incredible wealth of human connection, the greatest part of life you know now, hinged on a phone call you didn't bother with, a conversation you shut down, or an apology you'd make in an instant if they sent you back now. There was so much available to you, and it was so much closer than it seemed at the time. In most of these moments, you pulled away from a budding connection because you wanted to protect yourself from some mildly uncomfortable moment, that you might be bored at an acquaintance's party and have to excuse yourself early, that a conversation you start might be difficult to escape from, that your act of openness might be taken advantage of. So you stayed home, said no, made excuses, and avoided many conversations. This small amount of uneasiness you avoided, you realize now, cost you many friendships as deep and rich as the best ones you did manage to have. But you're not going back, and there's nothing left to cling to, nothing left to protect yourself from. So the feeling you get watching all these missed connections isn't regret, it's abundance. It seems really wonderful that a human life could have contained 50 undeveloped relationships for every one that was allowed to thrive, given how rich and fulfilling some of those connections were. You're happy to see that those chances were there, even though you didn't quite recognize them in time to take advantage. This all rests fine with you, knowing that you don't need any more life advantages because you're done with the whole thing. Your lifelong wish of being safe from everything you fear has been granted. For the first time, there's truly nothing to worry about. It was all trade-offs anyway. One thing you didn't do allowed for something else to happen. But you can't deny that there's a pattern in these trade-offs. You frequently chose another dose of the predictable and comfortable over developing a relationship with another person. After your segment finishes, new guests come on the show and you see the same thing in most of their clips. There are a few people who apparently had no reservations about being open and proactive towards others, and a few people whose reticence clearly helped them get by. But for the most part, you see people who really valued friendship and connection more than anything else, they would say now, but let it pass them by again and again because of some comfort-related concern that seemed more important at the time. It is the perfect example of John Lennon's, quote, making other plans remark. Happily, a little bit of this kind of wealth goes a long way. Even one great friendship is enough to make a person feel blessed that life went the way it did. So you don't feel bad for the new guests, but it is endlessly fascinating to watch people learn that there was so much more out there, just a little bit beyond what felt perfectly safe. You just listened to the post titled Where the Wealth Was All Along by David Kane of Raptitude.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that post. I'm on his email list and I saw it when it went live. I read it and I was like, I need to share this on Optimal Living Daily. It reminds me of the mood tracking spreadsheet I use where I tracked my mood for probably about a year on a scale of 1 to 10. And I also wrote down what I did that day. And I went back and looked at all the 8s, 9s, and 10s and found that those were always associated with times that I hung out with loved ones. Those were the best experiences. So I fully agree and I think you should take this post to heart. Once again, he has a really cool virtual camp coming up and registration just opened today. You learn about mindfulness, meditation, and more. So to check it out, visit oldpodcast.com/camp. And I'm not an affiliate and don't make any money or anything by telling you that link. It's just a short link, so it's easier to find. And I just really believe it'd be very valuable, so I wanted to help him out and mention it on the show. And one last thing, today is the last day to be in a drawing to win a book by The Minimalists. And to be entered, all you need to do is be on my weekly email list. I give away a book on the first of every month, so be sure to join by April 1st and you'll be in. You can join at oldpodcast.com, or the fastest way is to text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. Again, that's OPTIMAL to 44222, or visit oldpodcast.com. And I think that does it. I'll be back tomorrow with an episode of Financial Friday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.